谢利亚，愿主耶稣祝我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们继续这个上一周的这个我能知道多少第二。
And today's topic is the continuation of last Wednesday. What do I know?
我们上一次是我能知道多少谈论到这个祭偶像的东西。
Last week we mentioned about this topic is regarding the idol worshipping issue.
我们再看一次《使徒行传》第十五章。
Let us refresh ourselves again. Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传》第十五章二十八节。
Acts 15 verse 28.
因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们的心上，唯有几件事是不可少的。二十九节。
29.
就是禁戒祭偶像之物和血饼、热食的牲畜和奸淫。这几件你们若能自己禁止不犯就好了，愿你们平安。所以我们上一周我们是一起查考禁戒祭偶像的东西。
And last week we studied the issue about abstain from food sacrificed to idols.
因为过去还有犹太人还有外邦的人来相信主耶稣。
At that time,the believers are Jewish and the Gentiles.
他们不知道祭偶像的东西不可以吃。
Some of the Gentiles doesn't realize they cannot partake any food being worshipped to idols.
我们再看过哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
这个第一节这个地方说，论到祭偶像之物。我们晓得我们都有知识，但这个知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。第二
Two.
若有人以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他仍然是不知道。所以祭偶像的东西
For the food being sacrificed to the idols.
那么偶像是什么？
What do you mean by idols?
为什么不可以祭偶像？
Why cannot we worship the idols?
那么有人以为偶像算不得什么。
Some people may think idol is not a big matter.
偶像是用人的意识把它雕刻出来的。
Idol is just a piece of material which is been made by hands of men.
按照人的意思来把它画出来
，and all been drawn by the will of God.
所以这个偶像就是人用他的方法、机式来把它造出来。
In other words, idol is created by the hands of man.
那么世界上的人就把这个被造的这个偶像来当作神来敬拜他。
And many people in this world worship that kind of piece of wood or metal as a god to worship.
那么要要来祭拜这个偶像，也要烧香，也要用一些祭物来敬拜它。
In order to show the sincerity to the idols, therefore they have to sacrifice.
那今天我们相信耶稣的人
，Today we all believe in Christ.
我们已听道理查考的当中已经知道这个偶像是不能算什么。
From learning the truth, we understand idol is nothing.
是人把它造出来。
Idol just a piece of metal made by man.
那可以不用怕它。
We don't have to be afraid of that piece of metal.
既然不用怕它，为什么不可以吃祭偶像的东西？
Since we don't have to be afraid of the idols, why do we have to be afraid of or abstain from the food sacrificed to idols?
这个在我们上一次已经讲过。
We have mentioned this issue last week.
所以我们再看过一次《哥林多前书》第十章。
Let us refresh ourselves again on the 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
二十节
，20.
第十章二十节
，10:20.
我乃是说，外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。不，我不愿意你们与鬼相交。这个地方就提到说，偶像就是经过拜之后有魔鬼在它里面。
In other words, sacrifice the food to the idol means it's the offering to the demon.
只有一口刺。
It may be just offered to a tree.
它是单纯的一口刺。
The tree is a tree.
可是这一棵树，你如果来敬拜它
，But if you start to worship that tree，
就有魔鬼在它里面
，Then the demon will be possessed in that tree。
所以变成你敬拜它，就是敬拜鬼鬼神了。
In other words, when you worship that tree, means you worship the demon。
那么这个东西我们就不可以吃。
Then we should not partake any food sacrifice to that tree。
那吃了之后。
If we partake,
有的会生病
some may get sick,
给魔鬼留地步
some may give a foothold to the demon,
有时候你会信心领带
sometimes you may have a very cold heart to your faith,
就被魔鬼来抓去引诱你去犯罪
in other words, Satan gained the victory over you.
那今天晚上我们是这个第二集
Today we are going to mention the second part.
就是不能吃这个血
which is do not partake any blood.
血是什么东西
What do you mean by blood?
血是黄色的
Blood is red in color.
是液体的
It's liquid.
就在这个活物里面在流动
Which is flow within a living creature.
就是我们人类也是靠着这个血肉之体才能够活着。
Even humans have to depend on the flesh and the blood to have the real life.
我们看这个哥林多前书的第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
看四十五节。
45.
经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人。这个小字写着灵或者是血气啊，所以人是有血气的
in other words a man carry the flesh
啊，只有有灵魂这个人还是不能活的
so if a person only has the soul still is not a true body
所以能够成为人
therefore so called a man
就要有三个条件
then you need three components
我们看这个帖撒罗尼迦
Let's turn to Thessalonians
帖撒罗尼迦前书
First Thessalonians
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
First Thessalonians chapter 5
23节
23
五章23节
23
愿赐平安的神亲主使你们全人情诚信又愿你们的灵与魂与身体都蒙保守在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责一个人里面呢就有灵还有魂还有身体
a man should have the soul the spirit and the body
只有灵跟魂也不算作人
if a person only has the spirit and soul would not consider a man
要有血肉之体
and should carry the flesh
所以这个血也是指着人的生命
blood means the life of a man
为什么境界不可以出血
why they're saying we should not participate any blood
那古时候的时候就有一个境界
in the ancient time there isis a rule.
我们看立位记第十七章。
Let's turn to Leviticus 17.
立位记第十七章。
17 of Leviticus.
第十节。
Verse 10.
凡是以色列家中的人，或者是寄居在他们中间的外人，若吃了什么血，我必向他，向那吃血的人变脸，把他从民中剪除。十一节。因为活物的生命是在血中我把这个血赐给你们可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪因为血里有生命所以能赎罪这个地方就提到这个血里面就有生命
Here mentioned about the blood contains the life
那么生命也在这个血里头
and the other way the life contains the blood
所以我们一个人能够活着就是有灵有魂还有血肉之体
for a person to be a living creature has to have the soul the spirit and the body
一个人如果是血流干了
if the person drawn all the blood，
你有再多的魂一灵都不能让他活过来。
No matter how this person carry the soul or spirit, but the human body cannot revive.
那么一个人如果是血液红肝很多
，For example, if a person with tons of blood，
那如果没有神所赐的灵魂，他也活不了。
But without the spirit and soul given by God, this person will not be a living person.
那可见我们一个人能够活着，是要靠着神所赐的灵魂与血肉之体。
Therefore, we have the conclusion for a person to be a living creature should have the body, the soul, and the spirit.
啊，如果血液流干了，他就死了。
If the blood been dried out, then the person would die.
人的灵魂就离开了。
Then human soul will depart from the body.
所以这个血是非常的重要。
Therefore, we can see blood is a very important element for human.
我们有时候在替人看病。
Sometimes we go to see a doctor.
他会跟大夫说。
And the person you would talk to a doctor.
我常常呼吸。
I always breathe.
有时候感觉上这个胸部的地方啊，一下子会好像有一块石头把我压下。
And sometimes I feel pressure on my chest.
啊，喘不过气来。
I cannot even breathe well.
这就是血液循环不好。
And that would consider it's a bad circulation of the blood in your body.
你如果是拔脉
，if you take a pulse, 啊 ，temple,
它这个脉啊，脉搏会跳。
And you will see the temple is working.
那脉搏跳跟心脏的跳一样的。
And this pulse is exactly the same about your heartbeat.
那么人还有两脖子两边还有血管。
On both sides of neck, there's a major blood vessel.
跟心脏跟脉搏一样的速度来跳动。
That kind of speed of floating of the blood as the speed of your heartbeat.
有一种脉叫做结大脉。
And one of the pulse is a major pulse.
就好像那个鸡蛋里面呢、啊。孵的那个小鸡啊，在多那个壳快要跑出来。
In other words, that pulse, as strong as a little chick want to break out the egg coming out.
那么它在小鸡在里面呢，把这个外壳一在肚要破的时候，不是有顺序的，有些时候跳肚几下，有时候停了几下。
The little chick try to break the egg, not always into a frequency, but it's kind of irregular. Poking
啊，所以这个人的脉搏如果是这样子跳了几下，又停了几下再跳。
If person's pulse is start to have and stop for a while，
所以你这个心脏啊就会感觉有一个压迫感，也就是喘不过气来。
That would tell you there is something wrong with your heartbeat。
那人的这个脉搏结大脉又是宏大，宏大
，and this major vessel bit is very major one.
啊，那脖子的血管也是膨胀。
And the vessel around your neck, the blood vessel around your neck is going to enlarge.
啊，那就血液循环太快了。
In other words, once get enlarged on the vessel means the blood, the speed of blood flowing very fast.
因为他的心脏已经扩大。
Because the heart is enlarged.
那血压会升高。
Then the blood pressure is going to be high.
所以很危险。
This is a dangerous situation.
随时都会怕带。
Because it's any time will kill you.
所以这个血液啊，在人的里面循环非常的重要。
Therefore, blood is very important circulating in the human's body.
那么神就把这个生命在血里头。
And God put life into the blood.
叫我们不可以来出这个血。
And instruct us, do not partake any blood.
刚才看到的经文里面第十一节是个因为活物的生命在血中。
And on verse 11, there's a reason because the life of a creature is in the blood.
这个活物组着这个会动的这个灰尘走兽。
A creature means anything that can move.
以及人类。
That including human.
那么这个血为什么不可以吃呢
？Why we should not partake any blood？
再一点就是神的命令。
One more point is this is the order of God。
我们知道挪亚他们一家八口从方舟里面出来。
We all know when Noah and his family leave the ark。
神第一次就赏赐给他们有肉食。
And this is the first time God gave them the food of the meat.
啊，但是没有让人类来出血。
But did not allow human to partake in blood.
血里面有生命。
Because blood contains life.
只要人能够吃肉，不能吃到他的生命。
And only allow human to partake the meat, but not the life of that animal.
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
第九章。
Genesis 9.
创世纪第九章看第三节
Genesis 9 verse 3
九章三节
9 verse 3
凡是活物的动物、啊、都可以做你们的、啊、食物这一切我都赐给你们如同菜蔬一样第四节
Four.
唯独肉带着血那就是它的生命你们不可吃、啊、这个地方是神的命令也是交代这个挪亚、啊、他们这一家的人类
And this is the order of God to the whole humankind. It is instruction to Noah and his family too.
所以人可以吃这个回禽禽兽的这一个、啊、肉但是不能吃血
Therefore human can eat any kind of meat of the animal but cannot drink any blood of the animal.
就从挪亚的方舟出来神的赏赐也是这个神的命令
and this is the blessing of God to allow Noah left the ark and to have the meat as the food
因为这个血将来要做我们赎罪
because blood is going to the atonement of human
我们在查考圣经当中
when we study the Bible
就知道旧约里面有很多的预表
we all know the prefiguration contents in all Old Testament
都是预表到将来主耶稣要被钉在十字架上
and some of the prefiguration prefigure the sacrifice of Jesus Christ
以主耶稣他的血来赎去人的罪
because that prefigure Jesus' blood is going to redeem the human
好我们来看这个希伯来斯第九章
let's turn to Hebrew 9
希伯来斯的第九章
Hebrew chapter 9
第九章看十二节
Hebrew 9 verse 12、啊、
并且不用山羊或牛犊的血乃是用自己的血只有一次进入圣所、啊、成了永远赎罪的事情十三节
13、
啊、如山羊或公羊的血并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁的人心上尚且叫人成性心体洁净第十四节
14.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心吃掉你们的死刑、啊、这个地方说山羊或者是这个、啊、牛犊的血
Here mentioned about the、blood of the goat
可以让你们洁净
will cleanse the sin、
啊、何况基督耶稣的身体
and how much more thanThe blood of Jesus.
啊，他在十字架上来成全这个救恩
because he completed salvation on the cross.
他所流出来的血不是比这个牛犊的这个血更有效吗？
And the blood of Christ is even more pressure or more effect than the blood of goat.
我们再看过第十节，
Let's read,
第十章。
Let's read chapter 10.
啊，第十章看第五节。
Chapter 10, verse 5.
第五节所以基督到世上来的时候就说神啊祭物和礼物是你不愿意的你曾经给我预备了身体、啊、再看过这个第九节
Let's read verse 9
后来又说了我来了为要照你的旨意行可见他是除去在先的为要立定在后的我们凭着这个旨意靠着耶稣基督只有一次献上他的身体就得以成圣、啊、这个地方就是说这个血可以来赎去人的罪
In other words, the blood of Jesus can wash away human sin、
啊、那么旧约的时代呢就是杀羊 杀这个牛、啊、这个血来洗净人的罪
In the Old Testament, people kill ox or goat in order to wash the sin away.
这是一个预表
This is the prefiguration only.、
啊、将来要借着耶稣基督来赎我们的罪
That prefigure through Jesus Christ in the future will redeem us.、
啊、 所以啊，神在古时候的时候就叫人啊不可以吃任何的血。
Since the old time onwards, and God instruct people should not partake any blood.
好，那么有一种血是可以吃的。
But one type of blood that
我有一个可爱的小孙子。
I have a very cute grandson.
有一次跟我一块坐在电视上，在电视前面。
And one day, both of us sitting in front of TV.
那电视上面呢，也有画面出来，都是很多的动物。
And there are so many pictures on TV that the animals.
我就问他
，I asked him,
这个是什么东西
？What is that?
它是鼻子长长的大象。
And he told me that's the elephant.
我就问他，你吃过它的肉吗？
I asked him, did you ever eat that meat?
他说没有。
No.
我说这个呢？
How about this one?
这个是马。
This is a horse.
你吃过吗？
Have you ever eat?
他说没有。
Never.
我说阿光也没有。
I never eat it.
这个是什么肉？这个是什么？
I asked him what it is now.
他说这个是老虎。
This is tiger.
我说你吃过吗？
Have you ever eat before?
他说没有。
Never.
我说阿光也没有。
I never eat it.
这个是什么？
What is that?
That's a 兔子。
That's rabbit.
你吃过吗？
Have you ever eaten?
他说没有。
No.
阿公吃过。
I say I did.
这个是什么？
What is that?
这个是狗。
This is dog.
你吃过吗？
Have you ever eaten before?
他说没有。
I say no.
是阿公有。
I say I did.
因为很多传道很喜欢吃狗肉。
Because many preachers love to eat dog's meat.
那只狗一定要把它杀死，把血流出来才可以吃的。
Because in order to eat the dog meat, you have to kill the dog and let the blood out.
那么在香港，在台湾呢，都有这个香肉。
And in Hong Kong and Taiwan, there's a place you can buy dog's meat.
这就是卖骨肉。
In other words, the store can sell the dog.
他们没有先把它吃那个血出来。
They did not shed the blood out.
他拿一个斧头，从那个狗的头啊，把它打了死了。
They only use a hammer to ham the dog.
所以狗的血在里面。
Therefore, the blood of that dog still in the body.
好，那我就问他。
I asked him again.
你有没有吃过人的血啊？
Have you ever eat human's blood?
你有吃过人的血吗？
Have you ever eat human's blood?
他说有。
Yes.
哎呀，阿公吓一跳。
I'm quite surprised.
你吃谁的血啊？
Whose blood you have drink?
我说主耶稣的血啊。
I have Jesus' blood.
这个小孙子啊。
And this is my cute little son.
他有参加宗教教育的聚会。
Because he participate at the religious education class.
所以他听到了要吃主耶稣的肉，喝了主耶稣的血。
He understand what's the meaning eating of Jesus' blood, Jesus' flesh, and drink Jesus' blood.
他就记住了。
He remembers.
所以宗教教育的聚会也是相当的重要。
Therefore, we can see the importance of religious education.
好。那么我们对这个血要如何来处理
？And how are we going to deal with the blood？
我们看《新命记》
，Let's see Deuteronomy
啊，《新命记》的第十二章
，Deuteronomy 12，
《新命记》十二章
，Deuteronomy
二十二节
，Verse 22，
你吃那个肉要像吃羚羊与鹿一般。无论洁净的人不洁净的人都可以吃二十三节
23.
就是你要心意坚定不可吃血因为血是生命不可将血与肉同吃二十四节
24.
不可吃血要倒在地上如同倒水一样这个地方说
Here tell us
你牲畜你要吃可以
You can eat animal if you want
不可以吃它的血
But should not eat their blood
它流出来
You have to pour it out
流出来呢就好像这个倒水一样
And let the blood out of the body just like pour out the water on the ground
或者是埋在土里
Or bear into the ground
那么还有一种
There's another type
你去打猎
When you go hunting
或者是这个打到空中的这个鸟
，or you shoot a bird in the sky，
或者是用一个东西把它抓到了那个禽兽
，or you catch some wild animal by the net，
你要赶快呢把它杀
，you have to kill it right away，
要流它的血出来
，and shed the blood out。
如果它呢跑到你的陷阱里面
If the animal trap into your trap,
你到达明天呢再去找的时候
，When you go there and find the animal in your trap,
一定死在里面
，Because the animal may die in your trap.
你再把它杀，也不会流血出来。
At that time when you kill, the blood will not be released.
所以那种的这个牲畜就不能吃。
Therefore, that kind of animal you should not partake at all.
啊，或者是已经住进死的。
Or the animal died itself.
有时候我们过去啊，在后面啊，有些养鸡啊，养鸭。
Some of the people you may raise chicken or ducks in your backyard.
啊，遇到瘟疫，好了死了。
And when they get sick, they may die.
啊，自己死了。
And it would die itself.
啊，你再杀它，血不会流出来。
So when you kill the animal, the blood will not be released.
啊，这个就。
And this kind of meat you should not partake at all.
啊，如果是你养了一个很大的猪
，if you try to raise a pig，
或者是你有一条很大的牛
，or you have a very big buffalo，
哇，花了好多的钱
，and you spend a lot of money try to raise it，、
啊、这个不吃太可惜了
，and you may feel very pity or wasting if you don't eat it.
可是圣经的教训叫我们不可以吃
，but the Bible tells us we should not partake any kind of meat like that.
因为它是自己死的
，because that animal died itself.
没有流血出来
，did not release the blood out of the body.
不可以吃
，we should not partake anyway.
不可以吃，那怎么办呢
？And what can we do?
好，那我们看过《申命记》14章
，Let's turn to Deuteronomy 14.
14章21节
，Deuteronomy 14 verse 21.
啊。凡是致死的，你们都不可吃，可以给你城里聚集的吃，或者是卖给外人吃，因为你们是归耶和华你的神为圣洁的百姓。啊，从这个地方我们可以知道，如果是我们自己养的
，Here we know if we try to raise an animal，
后来它死了
，but it died itself，
你们不可以吃
，you should not eat。
可以给外人吃
，you can give to others，
或者是卖给外人吃
，or even sell to the alien to eat。
那么还有一种
，there's another type。
啊，我们养了很多的鸡鸭
，when we try to raise a lot of chicken and ducks，、
啊、我们卖给人家
，we sell it to others。
他们买去之后呢
，when they bought it，
他就杀鸡杀鸭
，and they try to slaughter them。
哈，那这个是他们的事情
，and that's their business。
啊，我们不出血。
We do not eat any blood.
养的鸡鸭可以卖给人家。
But whatever you raise, you can sell to others.
他们要去吃这个鸡鸭的血。
And they, if they want to eat the blood of the chicken or the ducks,
那是他们的事情。
That's their business.
哎，不关我们的事。
And nothing regarding to us.
啊，这个是外人。
And they are aliens.
啊，我们是不可以的。
But we cannot do that.
那么杀鸡杀鸭。
And talking about slaughtering the chicken or ducks.
有的
人
富到人家。
Some of the ladies,
哎，到现在都是去超级市场买人家杀好的。
Most of the ladies go out to the marketplace and buy the ready to cook one.、
啊、如果有我们的亲戚啊，拿了啊一只啊啊活跳跳的这个活的鸡来
，If some relative bring us a living chicken,、
啊、那怎么办呢
？What should we do?
有时候想要自己来杀鸡。
Sometimes we try to slaughter it by ourselves.
好、啊，把那个脖子啊啊就把它往上面了。
You try to bend the neck.
啊，那个脖子的毛啊，就这样子剥掉。
Then you take out the feather of the neck.
啊，你拿了那个刀子啊。
Then you use a knife.
像脖子的地方把它一刮。
And you try to cut it through the knife.
一刮的时候血就流出来了。
Of course, you will see the blood start to flow out.
你这个脖子啊，这个头啊，就不要老是这个拉住在上面。
So you should not always bend the neck.
那在上面呢就变成弯曲的。
Because if you bend it, it's been bent.
这个血管就压扁了。
So if you crooked the vessel.
所以你杀鸡杀鸭的时候
，when you try to slaughter it,
你一定要把它的头啊，把它拉平。
You have to stretch out the neck.
啊，它的身体要稍微抬高一点。
And even push the body slightly up.
这样子它的血。才能够流出来。
Then you can definitely release the blood out of the body.、
啊、有的富到人家生了几个孩子，也有孙子出来了，他还不会杀鸡的。
But some of the women, although being a mother or grandmother, but still do not dare to kill any chicken.
好、啊，那么还有一种
，There's another type.
没有进入荒州的、啊、
，which is the type never enter the
art 就是鱼水族
which is the fish
那水族呢这个你不管它学有没有多不多
on the seafood no matter what type of blood they got
这个都可以吃
which is you can eat any kind of seafood
可是我们到了餐厅
but when we enter a restaurant
哇订了一盘了那个大龙虾
we order a big dish of this lobster
那个厨房啊老板呢又叫那个啊招待员啊拿了一个玻璃杯子装了一杯里面装得满满的这个是龙虾的血
and the waiter may carry out a cup of blood claim that is the blood of the lobster
我们听到这样子我们就说我不吃
when we hear that we should not eat at all
如果他没有讲
If they don't say it,
啊，也没有端出来。
They did not show it to you.
这整个龙虾放到水里面去煮的。
And this lobster been cooked by the boiling water.
啊，有龙虾也好，哎，这个有血也好，没有血，里面的活物。
Which is all these ocean marine animal did not enter the Noah's ark.
所以这个活物当中有一种是热血的动物，还有冷血的动物。
So these kind of animal consider they do not have the blood.
那么它也可以在水里面生活。
Because these animal can survive into the water.
它一样也可以在这个陆地上生活。
And these kind of animal can survive on the ground.
啊，比如说这个青蛙。
For example, the frog.
啊，或者是这个乌龟。
Or the turtle.
还有一种是鳖。还有鳄鱼
or the
这个叫做
crocodile、
这个叫做两栖动物
because this kind of animal being called the animal can survive in the water
水陆都可以生活
which is they can survive into the water and out of the water
这个一定要流出它的血
and this kind of animal has to shed their blood out in order to eat
有的人说这个鳝鱼鳗鱼很有毒鳝鱼知道吗？啊，一条长长的，啊，会滑的
，snake fish，
鳝鱼，啊，鱼字旁还有一个善良的善，
有
啊，啊，没有关系哈，那种啊，这个你把它这个破开以后是非常啊有黄色的血淋淋的血哦
，and once you kill that kind of fish， the blood of that fish is yellow，
啊。那么还有鳗，鳗鱼，啊
，snake fish
啊，这个都可以啊，整个啊到锅里面来炖来煮都可以。
And all these kind of fish you can cook either by boil or steam cook，
啊，不用把它的血流出来。
And these kind of things you don't have to release their blood before eating。
可是你把这个鳝鱼啊从它的头抓住
，if you take the eel fish from the head，
这个是水族的。
And this is considered the marine animal.
这个血可以吃。
And this kind of blood you can eat.
可是你拿了一把剪刀，从尾巴呢把它剪掉，马上把它的血啊，把它吸到里面去就不可以的。
But if you just cut it in half and drink out his blood, this is not allowed.
啊，这个叫做存心吃它的血。
Because what your intention is you try to.Or drink the blood.
不可以出血也跟我们的行为有关系。
Should not partake any blood, which is really depend on our intention.
啊，那我们不知道就吃到了。
If we don't know, but we eat it,
啊，没有关系。
That should be okay.
可是知道之后
，But as long as we know,
你要赶快的这个向神啊来怜悯，要悔改。
As soon as we know, we have to pray to God for the forgiveness.
啊，那几年前。我跟台湾的青年啊，青年会的青年，25个到英国、法国。
Few years ago, I went to England and France with the youth fellowship in Taiwan.
那么因为邵弟兄啊
，and there's a brother Shao，
他是会长
，and he is the leader.
他说：“长老，你去好几个国家，那个英国你去过吗
？”And you've been through so many countries, elder. Have you ever been to England?
啊，那法国你去过吗
？Have you ever been to France？
我说啊，这两个国家还没去。
These two countries I never been to before。
哎呀，我们要去啦。
And we as a youth group we are going to
你。你跟张老娘跟我们一起去。
Probably you and your wife should go with us。
啊，你来当我们的团长。
And you should be our group leader。
我说那不行。
And I say no, no.
我没有去过，怎么可以当你们的团长
？I never been to that place. How can I be the group leader?
那不是把你们带到那个地方团团转吗
？Then I may bring you over there, just circling around.
他说不，没有关系的。
He say that's okay, that's fine.
你一到一个教会，你就上去啊，再给大家打一个招呼就可以下来。
Because each church we are going to visit, just go up there and say hello to everyone. That's fine.
其他的这个路程呢，还有旅馆呢，我们都订好了。
And the rest of the touring, including the touring and the sightseeing, we are all everything is in place.
那刚好蔡克昌的这个弟弟啊，蔡执事啊，他一道去。
And we know Deacon Chai is at that trip too.
啊，他说，哎，爸爸，我们到国外。
And told me, Father, since we going aboard,
啊，不要随便这个啊买东西。
We should not just simply buy anything.
但是没有吃过的东西啊，我们一定要尝一尝。
But something we never eat before, we should try.
哎，这个倒是对的。
And which is right?
没有吃过的东西。
We should try something we never eat before.
要尝一尝。
You have to test.
好了，到了一个 hotel.
When we enter a hotel,
啊，早上有早餐。
Of course, the morning breakfast.
这个是自助餐的。
And which is all buffet style.
排了很多。
And there's so many styles.
二十几个的青年啊。
And we are about over 20 youth.
拿了一个盘子。
And take a plate.
哎呀，这里也加鸡块、肉块，什么东西加了很多。
So everyone take whatever they want.
啊，那个蔡执事啊，他也加了一块。
And Deacon Chai took one.
啊，圆圆的。
The shape is wrong shape.
啊，是咖啡色的。
And it's a the chocolate color
就好像那个饼干的蛋糕
and looks like a cake
哎，他说爸爸这个试试看
and he told me we should try this
我说好啊
okay let me try
他一个我加一个
I take one for me
长老娘加一个
and my wife took one
排在后面的每一个人一个
so everybody behind me everyone take one
好的坐下来了
and then we sit down
好那么蔡执事呢他就加啊那个叉子一叉往嘴巴里面咬了一口
and Deacon Chai take a fork and take a bite
感觉不对
and he feels something wrong
哎，爸爸，等一下
he says stop
哎，等一下
he call everybody stop
这一块不能吃
we should not take anything like this
他马上啊去叫那个服务生来
right away he called waiter
这个是什么东西
ask him what it is
哎，我也不知道啊
the waiter say I don't know
你去问你们的厨师
you ask the cook
好，这个到厨房里去了
andwhen the waiter go into the cook
一出来的时候啊
when he comes out
什么东西
what is this
这个是什么东西
what is this piece of
他这个啊这个是羊血膏
and this is the goat's blood of goat
听的时候啊那一口已经吞下去了
and when he heard that, that he swallowed one bite
你们这个英国啊也是基督教国家怎么这个可以出血呢
and England is the country who worship Jesus how can you partake blood
那圣经里面写这个不可以出血里面怎么用那个羊血膏让人吃呢
because the Bible tells us you not partake in blood how can you display a blood
那个小姐那个服务小姐说诶圣经有写这样子吗 and 我们怎么不知道
the waitress asked I don't know anything about Bible
你看很多国家有的地方虽然相信耶稣，他还不知道不可以出血。
We can see in this world so many countries, although they believe in Christ, but they don't know they should not partake the blood.
他跟那个少弟兄。
Then he himself and the brother Shaw.
他睡了一间。
And he stay in one room.
一个人一个床。
And they stay in one room.
我跟我太太。
And myself and my wife.
下到那个 hotel 的地下第三层。
We enter the third level under the ground.
那个 hotel 大概差不多200多人。
Because that hotel can stay for 200 people.
啊，很古式。
And we can see it's a very traditional hotel.
石头啊，把它贴起来。
It's all built by the stone.
哎，到下面去睡觉。
And we go into the underground.
经过几条巷子。
We have to go through many turns.
啊，那个巷子的上面的电灯啊，都是啊呢，好像亮又好像要熄的样子。
And the light in the corridor is kind of dim.
好，这个睡觉了。
So it's about the sleeping time.
被子盖起来了。
So I cover the blanket.
啊，那大家祷告之后就睡觉了。
So after prayer, we all went sleep.
好， 我的儿子啊，在那个蔡执事的房间呐。
And in Casey Chai, Deacon Casey Chai's room.
啊，那睡到三更半夜。
About midnight.
就有一个黑东西啊，黑黑的东西啊，把他抱住。
There's a black creature try to hug him.
用手把他抱住。
And use two arms to hug him.
他就把他的手要抓开。
And he tried to take the arm away.
他的脚又起来，又把他用脚了把他勾住。
But that black creature hug him by the feet.
他讲话讲不出声音来。
And he cannot even talk.
又把他抱着又来又紧。
And even tighten it up on his arm.
他赶快的奉主耶稣圣名赶杀他。
And he right away chased out the demon in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
一直叫。
And he tried to scream it.
握得紧紧的。
But even tightening it tighter.
他自己里面想。
He himself, he thinking.
怎么会这样子?
What is happening?
我们信耶稣不怕鬼，就是怕小偷。
Because we are not afraid of demon, but we are afraid of
the
devil.
怎么这样鬼赶不走呢?
And what's matter? What happened to me?
后来他想到了。
And right away he think this way.
啊，我今天啊咬了一口。
Because this afternoon, this morning, I just eat a bite or of the blood.
被那个魔鬼抱住的时候啊，在心里面祷告。
Therefore, at that time, at that moment, he prayed in his heart.
啊，主啊，我是不小心吃到的。
He asked the forgiveness of God because I take it for no intention.
啊，求主怜悯我。
And may the Lord forgive me.
赶上他，那个魔鬼才跑掉。So
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I chase out the demon, so the demon disappeared.
那少弟兄呢，就是少明恩呢，我们那个吴昌信弟兄他认识。So
the brother Saul stayed in the same room.
哎，他说，哎，蔡执事啊，你睡不睡？怎么起来乱叫乱叫的？叫什么？
He asked Deacon. He said, Deacon said, what are you going? What are you trying to do? You don't want to sleep?
你还好意思一直打呼嘞？
And Deacon Tsai says, you are sleeping well, right?
刚才魔鬼来跟我抱住了。
Because the Satan just come after me.
少弟兄听到魔鬼来啊，他赶快眼睛张大，这样子，赶快来赶鬼。
And he right away, Brother Shaw right away tried to cast out the demon.
整个晚上不敢睡。
So the whole night they cannot go to sleep again.
吃到这个血，魔鬼啊，给魔鬼留地步，他就会来找你。
So just a little bite of the blood that will give the foothold for Satan.
那我睡的房间呢?
And the room I slept,
我的这个棉被啊, 我的两只脚在外面啊,
because my two feet is outside of the blanket.
怎么感觉我的脚啊, 凌凌啊, 冰冰的?
Because I feel the cold on my feet.
虽然没有看到什么,
although I did not see anything,
就有声音啊,
but there's a voice.
哎,吞得后,吞得后,你叫死。
The voice telling me number 24.
我睡的房间就是24号。
Because my room is in room number 24.
哦，我知道这个一定是魔鬼。
So I realized right away that is Satan.
所以魔鬼啊，有时候有显形出来。
Sometimes Satan will show his shape.
有时候是隐形的。
Sometimes it's invisible.
你看不到。
Which is you cannot see.
可是有时候呢，你会听到声音。
But sometimes you will hear the voice.
对我们呢，都不能给魔鬼留地步。
Therefore, we should not give any foothold for the Satan.
那么神的命令，我们一定要遵守。
And in other words, we have to follow the instruction of God.
后来天亮的时候啊，我在跟其他的这个啊，这个旅行的这个弟兄姐妹啊，在见证。
On the next day, I bear a testimony to all the brothers in the tours.
啊，我太太刚好去化妆室。
And because my wife just went to the ladies' room.
所以大家听了之后啊，也在感谢，也在笑。她说她没有听到，听到的时候晚上不敢睡觉。
So it's a good time because my wife did not hear, otherwise she cannot sleep on that night.
好，那么我们现在呢，还要探讨为什么神不让我们来出这个事。
Now we are going to study further why God forbid us on taking the blood.
那么谁没有吃到血?
And who else did not partake the blood?
我们有没有人吃到血?
And anybody here did not partake the blood?
我相信每一个人都有吃到血。
Because I believe every one of you more or less eat the blood.
因为你买这个鸡,
when you bought a chicken,
虽然它的血有流出来,
although that chicken been released the blood,
这个鸡肉里面的那个毛细管啊，这个细管里面还是有血液的。
But more or less, there's a little bit blood in the chicken.
你买那个猪肝,
when you bought a liver,
啊,
那猪肝里面还是有血。And in that liver more or less contains some blood.
啊，你买那个有机的肾脏。
When you buy the kidney,
那里面也是有血的。
And that contains the blood.
啊，可是你煮了之后。
But after you cook it,
还有的地方还有黄黄的血。
And you will see more or less some of the blood on the meat.
那么这个血液如果是一个 是毒水。
If that blood contains the poison,
你不吃多也会毒死，你吃少了也会毒死。
Because if that's the poison, either you eat a lot or just eat a little, you will get poisoned.
可是你这个猪肝，你吃了之后
，But after you eat the liver of pig,
啊，你肾脏啊，煮了之后来吃
，And after you cook all these things and you eat,
都没有受到什么影响
，But you are okay.
如果你真的要吃这个猪肝
，If you really intend to want to eat,
连一点点的血都不沾到
and you do not want to touch any blood at all,
你只有把那个猪肝买回来之后呢，放在那个脱水机里面。
When you buy back the liver, you should put into the washing machine.
啊，把这个这么大的
dryer
拿起来变成这么小，这是真正的猪肝了。
So after dry out all the blood, then you can take it out as a true liver.
因为这一条猪已经被杀流血了。
Because this pig has been slaughtered and released the blood,
我们不是在存心来害死它的生命，来吃它的血。
Because we are not intend to just drink the blood of that pig.
好，那么保罗
，we can see Paul,
他写信给加拉太教会。
When he wrote the epistle to church in Galatians,
他怎么样来勉励他们？
And what is the word he encouraged them?
今天这个经文也要留给我们现在的人来看到。
And this section or this verse is going to encourage us too.
好，加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第十三节。
13.
第十三节。
13.
弟兄们，你们梦召是要得自由，就是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。14节
14.
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这句话之内。15节你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。一个人人之人之中怎么会好像禽兽一样的会来咬来咬去呢？
Why Paul try to describe they bite and devour each other?
除了已经啊这个除去人的人性，
unless the person lost his mind,
跟牲畜一样，
then the person just like an animal,
他才会相咬相吞。
Then the person may try to bite or devour any other.
那么相咬会流血。
Because when you bite, you will see blood.
你要吞它，也要流血。
You try to devour a person, of course, that's blood.
所以在我们的基督徒里面
，in our daily life,
有的人啊，为了他的利益
，some people, in order to protect their own interest,
他可以来陷害同龄信徒。
And in order to protect their own interest, they may trap or plot people.
耶稣怎么说呢
？What Jesus say？
我们看马可福音第十二章。
Let's turn to Mark 12。
马可福音第十二章。
Mark 12。Gospel Mark 12。
啊，第十四节。
14。
十二章十四节。
14。
啊，他们啊侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做寻常的祷告，这些人要受更重的刑罚。啊，有些人呐、啊。他的表面好像很善良。
Some people on the outside is a very nice person.
他用奸诈的方法
，but he used a very sneak way
来霸占这个寡妇的财产。
And he occupy or take away the possession of a widow.
让他在外面爬头露脸
，and to allow the widow to be on the street.
被人家引诱来犯罪的
，and even to been tempted by others and commit a sin.
那就等于你杀死他一样。
In other words, you are just like a person who killed her.
再看个马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Gospel Mark, Gospel Matthew chapter 7.
马可福音的第七章。
Gospel Mark chapter 7.
马太福音，对不起。
Matthew 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew 7.
看第十五节
15.
十五节，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是占卜的豺狼。外面好像羊皮很顺良，
and the outside it looks like a very nice sheep。
那么来里面呢是残暴的这个豺狼，
but inwards they are just like a wolf。
豺狼会咬人的，
because the wolves will bite person，
让人流血，
will shed the blood，
一直到死，
until it die。
所以保罗在勉励加拉太教会。
Here Paul encouraged the Galatians，
也是勉励我们，
and at the same time encourage us。
因为保罗呢，他深深的知道神为什么叫人不可以出血的道理。
Because Paul truly understand the God's commandment, do not partake any blood at all。
所以过去有时候我们常常看那个创世纪的这一段不可出血的记述。
Sometimes we read through the story in Book of Genesis。
啊，我们忽略了第五节。
We miss the chapter
第九章创世纪第九章第五节
Genesis 9 verse 5
啊，流你们血害你们生命的，无论是兽是人，我必讨他的罪，就是像个人的弟兄也是如此。第六节，凡是流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为神造人是照自己的形象来造的。好，这个第五节就是非常的重要。
Verse 5 is a very important verse。
啊，神让我们吃了这个肉食。
And God allow us to partake the meat。
我们不可以出血。
We should not eat any blood。
我们也交代的非常的清楚。
And we've been taught very clearly。
大家一点血都不碰它。
We should not partake any blood at all。
可是它害到信徒。
But the person
流信徒的血
，But the person shed the blood of men，
这个神一定会审判的。
And here God will take that as account。
所以我们不吃祭偶像的东西。
Therefore, when we do not partake any food sacrifice to idol，
我们不吃任何的血。
We do not partake any blood at all。
可是你的心如同这个凶暴的这个豺狼一样。
But if your heart just like the heart of the wolf，
所以不可以出血。的重点就在这里。
So do not partake the blood. The true meaning is this.
第二面让我们知道这个血就是生命。
One hand we understand blood is the life.
也借着耶稣基督的这个血的生命来赦免我们的罪，来赎罪。
Through the blood of Jesus that gives us a chance for the new life.
所以我们不出血就是要纪念耶稣的血。
When we do not partake the blood at all, we remember the blood of Jesus，
他为我们牺牲了。
Because he shed the blood for us。
可是我们不能为了弟兄姐妹来牺牲。
But we cannot shed the blood for our brother and sisters。
反而来害了弟兄姐妹。
And but we try to harm the brothers and sisters。
那你不出血又有什么相干呢？
And what is different you between partaking the blood？
好，我们晚上就讲到这里。
And we end the service here。
我们现在要祷告。
Now we are going to kneel down and pray。
我们要纪念主耶稣基督的牺牲，流了宝血。
We have to remember the sacrifice of Lord Jesus and the shedding blood of Jesus.
他的血永远在流着。
Because his blood is still shedding for us.
我们要一直在耶稣基督的血里面。
We have to live in his blood.
他会赦免我们的过失。
Because in his blood, he will wash away our
sin. 他要洗去我们的污秽。
He will wash away our stain.
所以我们祷告的时候。
When we pray，
我们如果有什么缺点，我们要求主耶稣来怜悯赦免我们。
If we do have some shortfall， we ask God for His forgiveness，
能够成为一个圣洁、神所喜爱的儿子。
And we want to be a person who please God and to be purified。